Hi, you are listening to the Master Self-Love Podcast. Welcome or welcome back. My name is Larissa Gonzalez, and this podcast is all things self-love, self-awareness, confidence, building, and anything to help you accept who you are today and feel good about yourself. And in today's episode, I am going to talk about rejection. I got a request to do this episode, and I think it's a great one. And I talked a little bit about it in a few episodes, but I think this is a great opportunity to kind of go talk a little deeper about rejection. Because number one, I just want to start off by saying everyone gets rejected. I don't think there's a person on this earth that goes without being rejected. So that's important. Maybe that might even help you feel a little better. I think rejection is one of those things or feelings of... It's fear, I feel like. And I think it's a great topic to speak on. If you haven't been listening, I'm studying for the CPA exam, and I failed the first exam. And so I think rejection can take form or take many forms. You know, it's a rejection of, you know, if you're asking someone out, you get rejected. You can get rejected from being fired at a job, and then like I did, you know, kind of failing this exam. I think failure and rejection are pretty close, and so I think this is the perfect time for me to it was the perfect time for me to look more into rejection. I found some amazing things, so I think this episode's gonna be really helpful. So if you want to learn more about how you can, you know, cope with rejection or not even fear it anymore, then please keep listening. Okay, so rejection. So yeah, like I said, I have been rejected many times in many different ways. And I mean, I can go back to the first time I was rejected. I think we can all remember the first time we were rejected because it was painful, maybe embarrassing. It brought some kind of weird feelings to you. And so your brain, so sometimes that's the first part, is being self-aware. You know, whenever you have that experience of rejection or failure, your brain remembers that pain associated with it. So that's the part that can really hold you back, because, you know, whatever that pain was, let's, for example, if you went out on a limb and went and asked somebody out and they rejected you, made you feel stupid, all this and that. So the next time you go and do that, your brain remembers it and it's like, whoa, I don't know if we should do that. You know, it's trying to protect you, but at the same time, it can also hold you back because it's saying, oh, remember that pain, remember that fear. I don't know if we should do that. So you got to be careful with that, because while it's, yes, it's trying to protect you, it's still, you know, what if it, you don't get rejected, and what if you, you know, you end up having a good time? So that's always a reminder, like, be careful. Don't let your... I think the big takeaway of this episode is don't let your fear of rejection or fear of failure hold you back, because you have a lot of life to live, and you can't really live it if you don't take some risks. And a lot of it isn't really even very risky, but it, your brain remembers it as risky because of that pain associated with it. So yeah, I mean... the first time I was rejected, I remember it. I remember I was in middle school. I remember what I was wearing. I remember it's, like I said, you remember these situations very clearly. But I was in middle school, and I was a tomboy. And I hung out with a lot of boys, but they saw me as one of the boys. So, but I had a crush on this boy, and I said, "You know what? I'm gonna make a move today." And so, I don't know, I remember I was in the hall, we were going to another class or something, and we were walking down the hall with each other and a few other guy friends. And I remember I said, "I'm gonna put my arm around him like I'm playing, but I'm gonna see if he lets me leave it there." That's kind of dumb, but so I put my arm around him, and right away he like took it off. I was like, "What are you doing?" But I was hurt about it. I was like, "Wow, that's kind of, And I don't know why. It's looking back now, I'm like, I don't know why I was hurt about it. I mean, if someone just put their arm around me kind of randomly, like, I mean, I understand it would be weird, but at the time I took it like personally. I was like, "Oh my gosh, he thinks that." Again, your brain goes right to you, like, "Oh, there's something wrong with me. He doesn't like me. All this and that." And so I just felt sad about it. So that's the thing too, is like, you, no matter what the situation is, I remember, I mean, another type of rejection, I've been fired before. And as I said, I've, failed this test. And I remember in college, there were some things classes I was struggling with. And so you always go to right away, something's wrong with you. And while that's okay, because I think that's good in a way to make you maybe improve, like say, okay, not necessarily something's wrong with you, but ask the question more of what can I do better the next time. So like for this test, I'm trying new strategies and doing this and that, but I'm not giving up. And I think from whatever you were rejected with, I think this person that asked me this question said, they went out on a limb and asked their friend out, and they rejected him. And it's always important, no matter what, is you can't let it affect your self-worth, because right away your inner critic attacks it, your self-worth, questioning your self-worth, and that's the biggest mistake. Whatever it is that you've been rejected or failed, it doesn't affect who you are as a person. It doesn't define you. If people keep rejecting you out there, like if you're out in the dating world and you're getting rejected, it doesn't define you as a person. Maybe, you go to a different place. If you're always going to bars, maybe find something else where there's different types of people, or it's better, oh, that's a better match for you. So it's not always like something's wrong with you. That's always where your brain goes right away. And just never question your self-worth, because you are always lovable and worthy of respect as well. So that's number one, is never let a rejection or failure define you, because that's a big mistake. Because then you like I said, you get fearful of doing things again. Like if I would have let the fear of this failing this test get to me, I would have just given up. And I did that a few years ago. I just gave up, and here it is again. And so, but this time around, I'm not gonna give up until I'll fail as many times as I have to. But I'm gonna go until I get this test. And I think that's a big thing too, is just, getting used to taking risks, or getting used to being rejected. And I didn't realize this concept until last month when I was kind of researching things about rejection. And I came upon this guy. His name is Jia Jung. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's JIA. JIAUNG. I think I'll link his YouTube in this, the information of the podcast. But I think you should go and check out his video, because he did a TED Talk, and he explained that he spoke about his the first time he got rejected. which was, I think he was 6 years old or something, and it just unsubconsciously like created this mental block for the rest of his adulthood that he didn't realize until he finally, was becoming thinking about it and became self-aware of it. He's like, wow, that time back when I was 6 years old really affected how I do things in life. I kind of stay quiet, stay behind the scenes because he's afraid of being rejected or laughed at or made fun of. So basically what he does for 100 days, I believe, he literally just created these different scenarios where he's being set up to be rejected. And it's cool. It's cool because it's kind of silly things. And like, for instance, I think where did he go in? Oh, I think he went to like Shake Shack or like a burger place, and he asked, "Oh, can I get a burger refill?" And people are like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Like a drink refill. Can I get a burger refill?" And they were like, "No, we don't do that here." So, but he did silly things like that to just get used to being kind of not rejected, but like, being in the situation where people might think, or you might think people would think you're weird for asking that or doing that. And so it's really cool. And what he found out through doing all these things is that people were just, it didn't really, they weren't attacking who he was. They were just like, that's kind of weird that you would ask me that. And he said the other thing that he realized was when you get rejected, always ask the question, why? Because that's kind of I never thought of it that way, but that's kind of the big thing. Because like I said, when we get rejected or fail, we're quick to judge ourselves. But when what Jah found was when he asked the question why, these people were like, oh, well, they said something about themselves, like, oh, I just don't have the money right now. Or because I think he even went to like people's houses and asked him. I think he asked for like $100, like I said, like silly things. And so he just found out that, it wasn't him. They weren't rejecting him specifically. It was just kind of the whatever the context he was asking. So I think that's pretty cool. And so I think it's almost like, even like when you're dating, like you're really gonna get hung up on one person out of a billion who's rejected you. I mean, think about it as a job. Like, you get rejected after rejection when you apply for jobs and your resumes, you put in your resumes and they don't call you back. So what are you gonna do? Like, just never have a job? No, you keep on until you find one. And even when you find one, that might not even be the match or fit for you. Again, you gotta look at what you want and what's a fit for you and who's gonna be able to fit in your world instead of trying to fit in everybody else's world. Because you'll always suffer when you are trying to please other people, or the opinion of others about you is going to be larger than the opinion of yourself. So I've talked about that many times in episodes of, making sure you have a strong foundation of your self-worth, because you're always going to be seeking people's approvals and mistake their opinions for something that's wrong with you and whatnot. So just make sure you have that foundation, because I don't know who said that quote, but it's one of my favorites. Like, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. And I've been there, and in the worst ways, let me tell you. I moved cross country for someone to reject me, and it was, even when I think about it, still, it brings me down. It makes me, that pain, I will always remember that, and my brain remembers that. So I just have to be careful of, not making sure that I don't associate that pain with like new relationships and things like that, because it can be scary. My brain's like, whoa, you want to really do that again? But you have to. But I've learned since then, I was allowing this person to make all the decisions, and this person never once thought about what I wanted, how I felt. But I, in a sense, allowed that, So we have to make sure we have a strong foundation of what we want, and not letting someone else, call all the shots, because it will end in a disaster. But, because when you're desperate and lonely, you will do desperate and lonely things. So you have to, again, have to have that strong inner core confidence that, you know what, this person's opinion doesn't matter. It might sting. I'm not saying, again, rejection and all of that, those feelings of embarrassment and all that, they're natural. That's fine. That's never going to go away. So don't ever think that something's wrong with you because you have those feelings. You're a human being. But don't let it keep you down and keep you from things in life. Like, if I would have kept on with, like I said, that relationship I was in where I moved cross country for somebody that didn't care, I mean, it was the worst pain ever. And I didn't get an apology for until years later. And could you imagine if I would have just, for those years, just been down in the dumps, not experiencing going on dates and all that? Like, I would have had to wait for 4 years for an apology. And even then, it was kind of a, I mean, I appreciate the apology, but it wasn't really even, I mean, they didn't even state what they did necessarily. But so you can't wait for someone to, again, make you happy or give you that closure. That closure should be the day they rejected you. You don't need someone to apologize. You don't need, like, that should be it. If someone's not into you, well, then, that should be enough closure, because, I mean, you should be able to, be excited about, well, let's find someone who's, wants to be excited, with me. So, don't waste your time and tears. And I mean, you can cry it out. I mean, you have to. I mean, get it out, but don't stay for long, being sad about someone who doesn't even like you. I mean, that's, you owe yourself more than that, more living to do. And staying down in the dumps will keep you from someone who is good. So, that's important. Because those feelings of loneliness come on no matter what, no matter what you're doing, whether you're being rejected from a test, a relationship, that feeling of loneliness comes. It's just, I feel like it's just something that happens with us human beings. And it usually happens when you're growing and trying new things, and that's good. But a lot of people freak out and they're like, oh, I have this feeling of loneliness. I must need somebody, or I must need this, I need that to fill that void. It's like, no, it's just a feeling of loneliness that'll pass. You're going through a growth phase, or you're trying something new. You should be proud of yourself. Because I've definitely been in a relationship and felt that same loneliness. So it's not like, it's not because you don't have a relationship or not. It's just that feeling of loneliness comes on sometimes. So don't be afraid of that feeling either. So yeah, I definitely think, putting yourself more, I think the more you put yourself out there, the more comfortable you become with it. Because like that jaw he did, I think definitely take a look at his video on his blog, and I think it'll be like, it made me feel a little more excited to be rejected, because I'm like, oh, it's just, talking to people is scary, but then when you do it, it's actually, that's another thing that's helped me, is thinking about whenever my brain is saying, oh no, don't do that, or maybe we shouldn't go out, because it tries to put all these scenarios of all the bad things that could happen. But try to remember the times you didn't want to go out, but then you ended up having a good time. or someone didn't reject you and you ended up having a good time. So try to reprogram your brain into thinking more positive thoughts. You know, so like whenever you start to think about a negative thought, try to think of three positive things to retrain your brain to make yourself, you know, think more positively. So I think it's important to just practice more at whatever you're doing that makes you fearful. Like, for example, you know, if it's dating or whatnot, you go to networking events, go to volunteering, whatever it is where there's people, or even just, you know, there's, if you go to a coffee shop, whoever's in line, like, just talk to them, whether it's a guy or a girl, like, just talk to them, and so that, you know, when you do have the opportunity to ask someone out, then you will already have had practice talking to people, so talking to people won't be so foreign to you. So I think that's what's helped me. Matthew Hussey is definitely great for dating advice and on things on what to say. He's like really made me more of an outgoing person and made me more excited to talk to people, whereas before I was like pretty freaked out. I would kind of hide and avoid conversations, but now I push myself to talk to people. That way I get more practice in doing that. So I'm trying to do like a networking event at least once a month, but definitely taking advantage of wherever I am, in a grocery store, just talk and chat to people. And if there's people that look at you weird and would rather not talk, that's fine too. You don't know what they're going through, and maybe they don't want to talk. That's fine. That has nothing to do with you. It doesn't make you weird, you know. So find someone who does want to talk. And you know, there's always those people that that you're like, they love to talk, and you know, you stay there for, you know, 30 minutes or longer. So it's like you find the opposite, people who love to chat. But I think that's really important, like how Jaw did, is just practice and desensitize yourself to the fear of rejection, to where it's just a positive experience. And, you know, that could be, and then with whatever you're doing, whether it's school or if you failed at something or been fired from a job, you know, you just got to keep, ask yourself, hey, how can I improve my resume? How can I get a different skill that this job is looking for? You know, whatever, just try to improve instead of say, oh, something's wrong with me, I'm stupid, I'll never find love, I'll never find that dream job, I'm not smart enough. Like, that's all nonsense, and don't ever believe that, because those thoughts come in and they're going to be there, and you have to learn how to combat them, because they can win depending on how your brain is programmed. And I, you know, and then I want to talk real quickly about people that have outright told you you are worthless or you're ugly or whatever nasty, disgusting words people have said. Don't believe those either. Don't believe those either. Because, like I've said before, happy, positive people who love themselves would never, ever talk to people that way, ever. And so that person needs a lot of help and work, and, you know, definitely don't be around people like that. And there's people, whether it's a relationship or they have a boss, you know, don't ever let anybody talk to you that way, number one. And because it's not right, it's abusive, mentally and emotionally, and it's disgusting. So don't ever let those people's opinion, for sure, define who you are, because that shows a lot about who they are. And that's not a person you want to be around. Because that's not good. So again, just know yourself, and create that strong foundation for yourself, you know, because rejection happens to all of us. I mean, imagine like Walt Disney, he was rejected, or I forgot who he was rejected from. They said his animation sucked. Could you imagine if Disney just said, "Well, I guess they're right," and just we would have none of the Disney movies, no Disneyland, no Disney World. I mean, so that's just how sometimes how ridiculous our fear can hold us back. That's how ridiculous it can be. So don't, I mean, Oprah, I think she was fired or something from some show. I mean, so imagine if all these people gave up. And that's the same with yourself. So don't give up on whatever it is you're doing. If it's someone who broke up with you, rejected you, you know, again, it's they just weren't a fit for you. It doesn't define who you are. Doesn't mean you were good enough. And like I said, if they told you flat out you're not good enough, that's a shitty person that you should count your blessing that you weren't with. Because, like I said, healthy adults don't talk to people like that. And there's way more wrong with that person than there is you. But always just improve, desensitize yourself to rejection by putting yourself out there a lot more. That way you get used to it. It's not so scary, right? So get yourself out there. I would love to know if you've done any of these things, and check out, like I said, I'll put the link of Jia Jung's blog, and check out some of the things he did and read through it, and I think you'll have more of a positive thought about rejection. Because when I saw his TED Talk and his blog, I was like, wow, that's really cool. And I wasn't as afraid of being rejected. I thought it was pretty cool just to talk to people and see. And there's also examples where he asked for, I think he went into Krispy Kreme and asked for if they can make him donuts that look like the Olympic rings, like donuts interlocked with each other. And the lady looked at him kind of weird, like the baker. But then she actually was, she was wrote, was drawing and wrote, painted it colors. And she's like, "I'm gonna do this for you." And he was like, "Wow, you know what?" So he felt really humbled through a lot of the situations, because he just thought, you know, if I ask for this, they're gonna think I'm stupid and all that. But he actually got things out of it for certain things when he did just ask and talk to people. And later on, he found it wasn't scary, and now he's created a whole world about, you know, how to not be fearful of rejection. But I think he does coaching and things like that, so he's created a whole business out of it. So that's the thing, is just don't believe your negative thoughts and buy into the fear. So I hope those tips helped, or advice. And don't beat yourself up, number one. Be compassionate and have fun out there. And please share this video if you liked it with friends. And also, please reach out to me if you have an idea for or something that a topic you want me to talk about or research on. I love to do that. I want to know what all matters to you. So take care. I'm off to the library. Like I said, we're going to keep on going through this journey. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.